God gave Moses a pattern on the mountain for the tabernacle, the furnishings, the priestly garments, etc. And we are seeing Moses and the people following that pattern. We've seen them doing that with the tabernacle structure, with the curtains and the veils and the hangings, with the furniture. And now we come to the garments for the priests, that there was a detailed instructions about, if I'm not mistaken, back in chapter 28. And now we'll see how they do with that. As we read through this, you might, you know, look for the phrase, just as the Lord commanded Moses, because that will show this idea they're doing exactly what God told them to do. So I think let's start with chapter 39, verses 1 to 31.
Moreover, from the blue and purple and scarlet material, they made finely woven garments for ministering in the holy place, as well as the holy garments which were for Aaron, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he made the ephod of gold, and of purple, and of blue and purple and scarlet material, and fine twisted linen. Then they hammered out gold sheets and cut them into threads to be woven in with the blue and purple and the scarlet material, and the fine linen, the work of a skillful workman. They made attaching shoulder pieces for the ephod. It was attached at its two upper ends. And the skillfully woven band which was on it was like its workmanship, of the same material, of gold and of blue and purple and scarlet material, and fine twisted linen, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And they made the onyx stones set in gold filigree settings. They were engraved like the engravings of a signet, according to the names of the sons of Israel. And he placed them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he made the breastpiece, the work of a skillful workman, like the workmanship of the ephod, of gold and of blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen. It was square. They made the breastpiece folded double, a span long and a span wide when folded double. And they mounted four rows of stones on it. The first row was a row of ruby, topaz, and emerald. And the second row, a turquoise, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They were set in gold filigree settings when they were mounted. And the stones were corresponding to the names of the sons of Israel. They were 12, corresponding to their names, engraved with the engravings of a signet, each with its name for the 12 tribes. And they made on the breast piece chains like cords of twisted cordage work in pure gold. And they made two gold filigree settings and two gold rings, and they put the two rings on the two ends of the breast piece. Then they put the two gold cords in the two rings at the ends of the breast piece. And they put the other two ends of the two cords on the two filigree settings and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod at the front of it. And they made two gold rings and placed them on the two ends of the breast piece on its inner edge, which was next to the ephod. Furthermore, they made two gold rings and placed them on the bottom of the two shoulder pieces of the ephod, on the front of it, close to the place where it joined, above the woven band of the ephod. And they bound the breast piece by its rings to the rings of the ephod with a blue cord, that it might be on the woven band of the ephod, and that the breast piece might not come loose from the ephod, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then he made the robe of the ephod of woven work, all of blue. And the opening of the robe was at the top in the center, as the opening of a coat of mail, with a binding all around its opening, that it might not be torn. And they made pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet material and twisted linen on the hem of the robe. They also made bells of pure gold, and they put the bells between the pomegranates all around on the hem of the robe, alternating a bell and a pomegranate all around on the hem of the robe for the service, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And they made the tunics of finely woven linen for Aaron and his sons, and the turban of fine linen, and the decorated caps of fine linen, and the linen breeches of fine twisted linen, and the sash of fine twisted linen, and blue and purple and scarlet material, the work of a weaver, of the weaver, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold, and inscribed it like the engravings of a signet, holy to the Lord. And they fashioned a blue cord to it, to fasten it on the turban above, just as the Lord had commanded Moses.
All right. You see what this is? A very detailed description of how they made the priestly garments. There are several pieces, especially to the high priest's garment, but what piece receives the most attention?
The ephod.
The ephod with the associated
breast
piece or breastplate. That seems to have been the focal point of the priestly attire, but they describe the rest of the attire as well, with the robe and the tunics and the turban and the sash and the plate of gold and so forth. Now, the point he makes every time he describes another article or another aspect of making the priestly garments is that they did it how? Did you count those up?
It's got to be seven.
Well, count them. Yeah. I didn't put it in there seven times, but it does happen to be in there seven times. And I suspect
32.
But 32 is a new section. This is the section that deals with the priestly garments. Yeah, it's a bunch more times from here on out as well. But as far as the priestly garments is concerned, seven times he did it just as the Lord commanded Moses. So they are following exactly what God says. I mean, that's an important point, even if it seems rather, you know, tedious to get there. I mean, what if he had just said, oh, you know, those instructions he gave about the priestly garments, well, he did it just right. He did it just like God said. That would have impact, but it doesn't have as much impact as when we go through detail by detail and clasp and ring and whatever by clasp and ring and whatever. You know, we're getting the whole picture, and so it's just emphasizing to us they do it exactly right. Now, I think we need to look at that from the standpoint of what he's going to say. You know, so far we have really emphasized the detailed following of the instructions that is leading up to the end of chapter 40, and something that I think will put the icing on the cake as far as what God thinks about it when we do exactly what he commands. All right, that's what I have to say about that. Comments and questions?
Any more thoughts on the turban, holy to Jehovah, and that being the final piece of significance there?
Probably so. I mean, certainly, you know, the priest is set apart for the Lord's special service, and having that, you know, plate on the crown of the holy crown, he says, you know, engraved holy is the Lord. And that's what people are going to see, and that's going to show the priest especially belonging to God. So,
well, everything up to this point in following what God said is regarding recognizing that God is holy.
Absolutely.
And it is all for the Lord.
Certainly. Yes. Good point. Other thoughts?
In verse 14, when it says the stones were corresponding to the names of the sons of Israel, how were they corresponding?
They had a stone for each son, each tribe.
Oh, so the names of the thing doesn't matter. I thought it meant like the names of the stone corresponding to the name of the...
No, I think it's just that they... He talks about that back in chapter 28, verses 15 and following, and he says the stone shall be according to the names of the sons of Israel, 12, according to their names. I don't know that we know a specific correspondence of stone to a specific name, but the 12 correspond to there being 12 sons of Jacob.
Okay.
Other questions or comments? Logan.
I think it was cool how they smashed up the gold and made it into thread.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool. Everything is beautiful. Everything is in the highest quality material. All right, well, how about verse 32 to 43?
Thus all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was completed, and the sons of Israel did according to all the Lord had commanded Moses. So they did. And they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent, and all its furnishings, its clasps, its boards, its bars, and its pillars, and its sockets, and the covering of ram skin dyed red, and the covering of porpoise skins, and the screening veil, the ark of the testimony, and its poles, and the mercy seat, the table, all its utensils, and the bread of the presence, the pure gold lampstand with its arrangement of lamps, and all its utensils, and the oil for the light, and the gold altar, and the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense, and the veil for the doorway of the tent, the bronze altar, and its bronze grating, its poles, and all its utensils, the laver, and its stand, the hangings for the court, its pillars, and its sockets, and the screen for the gate of the court, its cords, and its pegs, and all the equipment for the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of meeting, the woven garments, for ministering in the holy place, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister as priests. So the sons of Israel did all the work according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. And Moses examined all the work, and behold, they had done it just as the Lord had commanded. This they had done. So Moses blessed them.
Now what are you seeing there? What is that?
Quality control.
Yes.
It's also a commendation of them following.
In what? What did they follow? What is this covering?
What God wants them to do.
Yes.
Everything.
This is more or less a summary of them following all the instructions relating to the tabernacle, the furniture, the priestly garments, and so forth. So we're just kind of going through a list. You know, check, 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 check. You know, they got every part, every piece of furniture, you know, and so forth, just like the Lord commanded Moses. So really, I would say this summarizes the previous chapters. Because most of these things we have covered earlier, you know, in saying, well, they made this like this, and they made this, and they made this. Now we're just kind of going through and collecting all that up together and saying, so all these things were done like the Lord commanded Moses. Moses examined it all. So, you know, there is this quality control. There's this inspection to make sure that it's all just right. And he determined that they'd done it just as the Lord commanded. So Moses blesses them. So that's really kind of cool, you know, to get all that together. And, you know, they've done it just like the Lord commanded.
I couldn't help but think of Genesis 1:31 when God... Yes. Finishes creation, and he looks at it and he calls it very good.
Good point.
And it that's what he seemed to be saying here.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. Yeah, you get it all and you look at it and wow, this was just what God wanted. Comments? All right, chapter 40. Basically, we erect the tabernacle. We've gotten all the stuff for it. But, you know, now what are we going to do about that? So chapter 40, verses 1 to 33.